If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First Rate Ag in Holdridge, great place. They're an ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Go to firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention The Ticket.
Of course. Those guys are doing it. There's a lot going on still. The hay's not in the barn with the crops, guys. That's not how it is right now. It'll be in a little bit here. But the hay's not in the barn.
So how long are we talking?
I don't have it exactly from the. I'll get it on the conference call on Thursday.
Okay.
But I'd imagine you're probably probably a couple weeks.
I would think
in a couple weeks you're kind of like, okay, the stand is what it is. I would think, unless there's some sort of hail or something crazy like that. But weather wise, I think they're probably in pretty good shape. But they're not backing off right now. Those guys, they're incredible. They're first rate. They're first rate.
Not second rate.
No,
not
first third rate.
First rate.
And I have some information too about Chris when we have okay. Chris's read.
That's tomorrow. That'd be tomorrow.
We'll hit on that tomorrow.
We'll plug tomorrow on Score One Smoke. And so thanks to First Rate. And
thank you, Parker.
We got some audio from Friday. Marcus Satterfield spoke to media as well as Matt Rhule on Saturday. I kind of teased Dante Dowdell was mentioned by Marcus Satterfield, Nebraska's offensive coordinator, Friday.
Yes, Dante Dowdell, the transfer from Oregon, has had a good camp.
Okay, well, here's Marcus Satterfield on that from Friday.
I had a really good week last probably 7-8. I don't know if it's a week because my days are running together, but last 7-8 practices, he's running the ball really, really hard. He's hard to tackle. I don't think, if he gets past that box, DBs do not want to tackle him. I mean, he's getting downhill. He had 2 really good blitz pickups in the last 2 days, so he's improving where he can stay in there on third down. He doesn't have to come off the field because he's getting better and understanding pass protection, but just a very physical runner and gets downhill.
He has a place, but he's number 4. I mean, that's probably, I don't mind saying that. There's 3 veterans ahead of him: Emmett Johnson, Ramir Johnson, and Gabe Irvin. Now, I don't know what order that is. My suspicion is that Ramir and Emmett are probably the top 2, but I don't know who's number 1 and who's number 2.
That'd be great. That'd be Johnson and Johnson.
Right. Emmett and Ramir.
Yes.
So that... But Dowdell's a great example of a couple things.
Okay.
you assume, you kind of make assumptions about players like that. He's coming from Oregon. Well, yeah, he's going to compete for the starting job. Okay, so he gets to campus, and it's clear that he wasn't ready. These coaches have talked about how he just wanted to run over everybody. You know, he just wanted, you know, he just power back. I'm just going to run over everybody. There had to be some teaching. He had to come along and be developed. And he's not where, I mean, Ramir Johnson is in his sixth year. Emmett Johnson started games last year. Gabe Irvin has started games. I mean, hell, Gabe Irvin was starting, 3 years ago? He was starting games.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
I mean, so these guys have been in the system. Not this system. Well, they've been in the system 2 years, but they've been in college football for years.
It's a huge help.
Yeah, Ramir. I mean, you forget that Ramir went to Maryland in 2021 and rushed 12 times for 55 yards or something like that as a freshman. 2021. Okay, it's 2024.
Yeah, that big play against Michigan a couple years ago.
Yeah, he had a great game touchdown. I think he had 172 all-purpose yards against Michigan.
He was awesome in that game. He was great.
Yeah, so Dowdell is coming, but I just don't think he can get by those top three guys. And then what Rule said, and you have Greg the audio,
yep.
Rule, God bless him, lays out exactly what they want. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think anyone stood out in that regard beyond anyone else, and that was really the challenge. Kind of what I said earlier, you know, year one, you're playing the guys who can just execute, right, who just know what to do. Now that everyone knows what to do, it's okay, who can execute, who plays with great technique, check that, who plays with great effort, speed, physicality, and finally, who makes plays, right? If we're all just checking all the boxes of execution, then who takes the ball 80? You know what I mean? Like, who makes that guy miss and scores a touchdown? And so that was really the challenge going into today. And, what we're not going to do is not going to be able to play five tailbacks in a game. That's too hard. So it's a good luxury that we have. But someone's got to emerge as like, hey, this is my thing. And really, honestly, you need two. Two guys with in a perfect world, if one guy gets 20 carries, one guy's get 12 carries, and one guy's a role player, then you're really sturdy, you're really healthy. So I don't know who that is yet, and I don't even know if I'll know that after today, and we need to know that here shortly because we're not going to get to game day and make a decision. And I think Sad did a good job of letting the backs know, hey, you've all done such a good job that it's now time for someone to separate themselves. And at the end of the day, you either separate yourself or you leave it up to us, and we're not the best person to do it. Like, you have to show us. And so I'm anxious to watch this film because I can't really see from where I stand who made guys miss down the field and all those things.
Yeah, it's a pretty good mystery right now. Who will be the guy who gets 20 carries? I don't know. It's either Ramir Johnson or Emmett Johnson, I think. Now, see, Ramir's interesting.
You're an insider, so this is something you should know.
Well, it's not so much insight. If you just pay attention over the course of the past several months, going back to spring ball, it's pretty clear that Ramir Johnson, Emmett Johnson, and Gabe Irvin would be your top three. Dowdell came in and made him think about some stuff, but he's just not as advanced as those guys. He shouldn't be. He's only a sophomore. It'll be one of those three. And I think I've just narrowed it to two, Emmett Johnson or Ramir Johnson. See, Ramir Johnson's interesting to me because when I talked about that Maryland game, he was 185. He weighed 185 and maybe not even that. He's 200 now. He looks a little different. When you see him over there, he's thick legged now. He's just thicker. And I think he could withstand the punishment. And I think he's the guy, Bill, that can go 80,
I believe if you check, I believe high school, I think he was 10-5, 100 meters.
Oh, he's a sprinter.
Yes.
He was a very good sprinter.
Yeah.
That was the 2019 season.
That was 2019.
Ramir, the 54-7 win. That was 2019 for Ramir Johnson.
Thank you for the correction. I'm serious.
So I watched Ramir.
That was 2019.
That was 2019. Just check 2019.
He must be 26 years old. Go ahead.
I watched Ramir play in the state championship game at the Meadowlands.
Did you really?
I was at the game. Yes.
Really? How'd that look to you?
But he looks good. Yeah, he looked good. And then, like I said, I remember thinking when I saw him because of his speed, I go, potential corner also.
Is that right?
Potential corner.
Yeah, he has that. He looks like that. Emmett, now see, I want to say though, Emmett was good last year. He's a tough runner.
Yeah.
Emmett Johnson is a tough runner. What he has to show is that he can go 80, that he can get to the second level, beat a guy and go. I mean, not just get what's blocked, get more. And those are the two, I think. And now Gabe Irvin would be then that role player. He's a banger. Now, maybe I'm wrong too. We have to leave open a possibility. Very rare am I wrong.
Never. Hear that? He's never wrong, Bill. No. Never, ever.
Very rare in these situations. But I guess you could. There's a scenario where Gabe Irvin would be your number one. But I did my just reading it the for the last several months, it just looks like one. It'll be a Johnson. I just don't know which one.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
That's my guess.
Johnson & Johnson.
But yeah. It is true that running backs have to have the ball in their hands. If you're the number one, you need that 20 carry, whatever it is. It's like you said. If you're going, we're going to rotate every series, never getting a feel for the game, never have a vibe for what's going on. And so, and a lot of times if you're rotating, it's because you really don't have one.
That's it.
And that's the reason there is a rotation. Right. So they'll figure it out.
I'd like to see Ramirez. I would. I guess
as
I,
the one?
I kind of root for him. because he stuck it out. And mm-hmm. Bill has talked about what a great attitude he is.
And all those guys are.
Yeah, Evans all of them, too. He's that way.
But Ramirez went from being playing as a true to being moved way down the depth chart and then fought his way all the way back up the depth
stuck
chart.
Stuck with it.
Stuck with it, yes.
Yeah,
and he could have had some. He could have easily been like, you know what, I'm going back home. I'm going to go to Rutgers or yeah. I'm going to go to stuck wherever. I'm going to buy whatever. I'll be closer to home. Nope, stayed right here.
Yeah. I think they got a pretty good, I say it all the time, I'll just say it again, they're all tough. So I don't ever get down on the running back room. They're not, I don't see a star there. Someone could prove me wrong, but they are tough kids, all of them. All four of those guys will hammer you.
Absolutely.
And I like that about them a lot. There you go, Jake.
There's your running back update.
Yeah, there's running back. Anything else?
That's all I got for you.
Yeah.
Time for the game show.
We going to play it?
We're playing the game show today. Give us
Steve,
a call right now.
Steve, we're down 5-6.
464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is group of five head coaches, college football. I will give you the coach's name. You tell me what school he's at.
I got a chance.
To be incredibly embarrassed.
I've got a chance, but yeah.
You guys have read your Lindy's and your Phil Steele magazine.
I lost my Phil Steele magazine.
What do you mean you lost
on the
it?
Plane, on the flight out. I left it.
Jake, I
left
got a question.
It. It's a tragedy.
Bro. Can we have the names of the teams in front of us? Here's the teams.
I would say no.
No.
No. Probably yeah?
no. Put that away. Come on.
Yeah, I'd say
let's
no.
Let's get a caller.
Okay, 464.
Can I have the teams in front?
5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right. Uh-oh, hang on. Starts right
now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dictum, Sip and Bill and trivia. The record is 5-6 since the reset. Yep. 5K, under 500.
Gotta
under
get going.
500 here. You guys don't feel great about
no, don't
five
feel great.
Head coaches today?
We'll have a shot. I'll know two of them.
Okay. We've got, looks like, Scaper. Is that who we have? Scaper on the hotline?
Yeah, how we doing, guys?
Good. Scaper.
S-C-A-P-E-R. Scaper. Right. Okay. Scaper, Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. First question goes to you and group of five head coaches. What group of five school is Mike McIntyre the head coach?
Oh, I got that.
That's me.
Say that again.
Do you have the song?
I don't have it.
Is that question to me?
Yes, it is.
FIU, isn't it?
There we go.
Brilliant!
FIU. Florida International.
Scaper. Well, we're going to have fun.
We will
That's our team.
We will have that song ready when they win a game.
Fireball. No. I'm present for any game. We don't need. They don't need to win.
Just every
as long as they score.
As long as they score.
We're not just doing winning.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's fair.
We're not playing Fireball twice.
No.
1-0 lead for Scaper. First question. Sip. What group of five school is Joe Moorhead the head coach of?
Oh, I know this, Bill.
I do.
Don't worry about this one. Yeah. Akron.
Yes. Brilliant.
The Zips. Yes, that's correct.
Not having a good time there.
No. He's 4-20, I believe, so far. I think he's 4-20 at his record.
You're 4-20 at Akron.
That's not good.
God, that must be pleasant.
That's gotta be
it's not going.
How's
well.
The NIL deal? Joe Moorhead is a great human being.
Right.
When we had to go to a meeting at the SEC, you have to go to an SEC meeting. When you get hired new, there's one in the spring. And it's just Sankey gets up and just tells all the new people, like, this is the SEC and here's how we do our stuff. Do not embarrass us. And Joe Moorhead was there because he's at Mississippi State. And then he came over. Hey, Bill, what's going on? Nicest guy in the world.
Anyway. Yeah, and you know what? And that's how you probably survive 4-20, by being a good dude. Seriously.
All right. Back to you, Scaper, to take the lead. 1-1 time. What group of five school is Charles Huff the head coach of?
Ooh, that's in layup.
Charles Huff. 5 seconds.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. I would encourage you to take a guess. Guess any school.
Don't pass.
Escaper. Just guess any school.
Northern Illinois.
That's a good guess.
Good job.
That's a good guess.
God, this is going to kill us, Bill. We're going to pass. Tell me it's not Ball State.
No, it would be Marshall. Had a big win against Notre Dame a year or two ago.
Okay, good.
I didn't know it.
For the win.
No, this is, hey,
and
dig
Bill
in,
is in play.
Dig in, please.
What group of five school is Tyson Helton the head coach of?
Ooh.
I got it.
Good.
I think. Western Kentucky.
Brilliant. We needed that.
The Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky is correct.
We needed that.
Yeah, blow that horn again.
Chips. Chips to four.
It's loud. Scaper, we'll get you a bagel and coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Scaper, pass.
Thank you, guys. Bill missed you in church. Talk soon.
Right. Oh, Bill missed you. He missed you in church.
You were
on the road.
I was on the road. I'll be back in.
Just calling
myself out. Right.
I got called out there by Scaper.
Laura really needs to get back in there.
All right, Bill, tiebreaker. You won the game. You're now 6-6, 1-0 in the week.
Thank you, Bill.
Trent Dilfer is the head coach of UAB. He played 13 seasons in the NFL as a quarterback. How many regular season touchdowns did he have? He was not always the starting quarterback,
he played,
by the
13
way.
13 seasons?
13 seasons.
I would say this. He started about half of the season, so he was a backup for
seven. How many touchdown passes?
In 13 seasons, where he was a starter for about six, backup for seven.
111.
Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna say 126, so over.
113.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Good guess.
Whoa.
I know
you're incredible.
I know my quarterback.
You want to guess his picks he had? How many interceptions did he have?
So how many touchdowns again?
74.
113 touchdowns.
74 is a good guess. Isn't that a good guess? Low, a little low.
How about 129 picks? It wasn't a great career. You know, he was with the Ravens.
Like Jameis.
He was with the Ravens for one season when he won the Super Bowl, and he was on to somewhere else the next year. Like, they blew out the Giants. He had a good game in the Super Bowl and then didn't come back the next year.
He's at UAB now. He's at UAB.
Yep. 113 touchdowns.
Frost went down there. We can say it on the air. Frost went down there and interviewed for that job. He went to campus. Usually when you go to campus, it's yours.
So pretty good sign.
Yeah, UAB. Dilfer got the job. Trent Dilfer.
Yes.
And we got a win today.
You did.
That's a big win.
Yes, we needed it. I did not want to go to 5-7.
Change that scoreboard.
You did it properly. You took the first one. You let Bill take the second one. It was excellent teamwork today. Just well done there.
Thank you, Jake.
Well done.
Damn right.
Damn right. The spillover's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
That's one of the best.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.